McGee High School at the same time. And I was in 12th grade, she was in 9th grade. And it's kind of a...
Robin and Cradle.
Yeah, it's a sweetheart thing, you know. We went together for years.
No way.
And on and off, finally we just got hitched.
Tied a knot. Huh?
Yeah, tied a knot.
Well, now you, in other words, so you couldn't go through, how far did you go through schools here? In other words, they didn't have...
They had, we had a 8th grade, that's junior high.
Mm-hmm.
We went to 8th grade, which would be junior high, and we had 4 years of high school then in McGee High School.
Yeah.
And I graduated in 65. My wife didn't finish going to high school. She went to as far as the 10th grade, and her father, you know, was always sickly, kind of sickly. He had a hardening of the arteries, you know, he was kind of sick most of the time, and she had to drop out of school just to take care of him, you know. But she completed her high school degree. Here, it's been 2 or 3 years ago, and now she's going to
nursing school.
She enjoys it.
Yeah.
She's kind of a woman who's got to have something to do all the time, or she'll climb the wall.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't object to that, I don't suppose.
No, I don't mind, though. As long as it suits her, you know, it occupies her time.
Yeah.
Of course, it gets tired.
You probably got your time filled with farming, too.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, farming's kind of an off and on thing, you know. You farm when you get the opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
Mother Nature lets you most of the time.
I know, but you worry so much more, because I know a lot of my folks are farming.
it's mentally distressing at times, you know. Of course, ever kind of line of work that you get into, you know, it's some kind of worrying. I don't worry that much about it. I try not to let it bother me, you know, because if you do, it just finally, it'll be taking you to Benton, you know, but I mean, you can't worry about it.
Wait, where's Benton? Is that
that's where the dingbats are.
Okay,
that's where the mental institution is up there. And
we say Millersville where I'm from, because of Millersville, Georgia, is where. About the middle of the state.
You can't let it bother you, though. I never try to look at it and kind of lie to say, well, if I wasn't farming and worried about farming, I'd be working somewhere else and worrying about that.
Yeah.
So why let it get to you, you know?
Well, the good thing about farming, I guess, is you're your own man, too.
Yeah, I work when I get ready. Of course, lots of times being your own boss, it makes you work harder, you know. You say, well, oh, gracious, I need to get that done today, you know.
Yeah. I know. I hear stories about farmers nowadays that are out harvesting 24 hours a day. You know,
lots of times, you know, it just all depends. We try to restrict our working, you know, to you can work and then work and work and then kind of defeat your purpose, you know. If you out there and you didn't work 12 hours and you tired and give out, you just defeat your purpose by going on working longer, because you might wind up running a chump through a combine and costing you $800 or $900, or running off in a ditch or whatever you want.
Yeah.
Anything can happen, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, so you went into McGee school.
Yeah.
And you finished high school there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you worked some for the...
I worked in 65. I didn't start the working right off. My father, he was in it full time and farming. You know, he farmed, raised us on the farm and everything. And